USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The pause on the use of the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine could be lifted by the end of the week as the CDC and FDA review data possibly linking the shot to a small number of severe blood clots. Dr. Ashish Shah, the dean of the Brown University School of Public Health, tells Fox News that he expects the panel to recommend restarting the use of the J&J shot, though it may come with some restrictions at first.
The bottom line is we have awareness of six potential cases linked to this vaccine. That's 6 out of 7 million, or 1 in a million, or less than 1 in a million. Your chances of getting hit by lightning this year is higher than that. So I hope the panel takes the risk into account, thinks about the risk of not restarting vaccinations, and my expectation is that they're going to recommend that vaccinations begin up again.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. The new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile, and that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon, 15% off, and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
COVID-19 became the third leading cause of death in the U.S. in 2020, killing about 375,000 Americans. But in one major city, it was surpassed by another public health crisis. Jeremy Scott reports.
In San Francisco, 255 deaths were recorded from the coronavirus last year, killing nearly three times as many, accidental drug overdoses at 713. These numbers are from preliminary data released by the city's Office of the Chief Medical Examiner. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says that the largest increase in the number of overdose deaths nationwide occurred in March and May, coinciding with the first lockdowns. In a statement, the CDC said the increases in drug overdose deaths appear to have accelerated during the COVID-19 pandemic. Fentanyl has become more overdose deaths than any other drug. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Preliminary data from the CDC showed that nearly 90,000 people died of drug overdoses in the 12-month period between September 2019 and September 2020. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Florida's governor is criticizing public health officials over recent statements on precautions that people who are fully vaccinated against COVID should still be taking. Brandon Gunzel has more.
Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis criticized public health officials' messaging over COVID-19 vaccination during a press conference on Friday morning.
So, you know, my view is if you get a vaccine, the vaccines are effective, you're immune. And so act immune. If you tell people the opposite, then, why, if it's not effective for them and it's not going to change anything, then what's the point of going through it?
He also criticized how public health officials have handled pausing the vaccine, as well as public health messaging surrounding safety protocols for fully vaccinated adults. White House senior medical advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci stated, "Vaccinated Americans should continue to avoid eating and drinking indoors." For USA Radio News, I'm Brandon Gunzel.
And when astronauts head back to the moon, it will be aboard a SpaceX lunar lander. The company was awarded a $2.9 billion contract by NASA to develop the landing system for the Artemis program, which is set to take Americans back to the moon by 2024. NASA announced on Friday that the SpaceX design for a lander had beat out two other entries. NASA and SpaceX have worked together on a number of projects already, with several astronauts catching a ride to the International Space Station on a Falcon 9 rocket later this week. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.